This week on the Time Bat Show.
On your marks, get set. Go.
How many vaginas do kangaroos have? Oh, God. Oh.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 58, I believe. My name. I'm your host, Ty Maces.
Who are you? How did you get here?
I don't know.
I'm Bat Snacks. Hello, everybody.
That was the first time I flubbed the intro. I'm usually so good at that.
It's okay. We salvaged it. We pulled up.
We pulled it out. This is episode 58. I'm Ty Maces, and you're Bat Snacks, and that's my name.
Good evening or afternoon.
Good evening. Yeah, whatever time zone you're in. I mean, you could be listening from Greece or Japan or Australia. I hope there's somebody out there listening in Australia. Yeah, whatever time zone it is, morning, noon, or night, welcome to the Time Bat Show. We're glad to have you here. Wow, I'm doing real, like, full morning radio hosts today, aren't I?
Yeah. I think this is the most complete intro we've ever done. We're already a minute into the show, and we're, like, still going, like, hey, everybody.
We're glad to have you here. We got a lot of good stuff to talk about today. First thing on the docket I wanted to mention immediately, because
Something broke, and you won't tell me what it is.
This news story broke, like, right before we started recording. Well, not right before, but pretty soon. Are you ready for this news? You haven't heard it, I don't think.
You forbade me from using the internet.
I did, because I wanted to surprise you. I'm sure all listeners know it, but are you familiar with Rian Johnson, who is doing Star Wars Episode 8?
He's
the director that's doing Episode 8. He's the director of Episode 8. He also did, what was that movie? Looper. He also did Looper. So he's directing.
They got him?
Yeah, he's doing the next. He's doing Star Wars at 8.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, oh, no? Don't. This news isn't going to be. You're not going to like this news now that. So he's doing Episode 8, which is released in a month in December, obviously. And then J.J. Abrams is doing Episode 9, as you probably already know.
Okay.
Recently, Disney has announced that Rian Johnson, who's directing Episode 8, the upcoming Episode 8, who has already directed it, is going to spin off a completely new Star Wars trilogy directed by him.
What?
Yeah. This is big news. They don't know what, and there are no details except it's going to be a completely new trilogy, completely new characters, and he's going to be at the helm. I don't know if he'll direct them all, but he'll be the George Lucas of this new trilogy, if you will.
Yeah, so when you say spinoff, do you mean like kind of like the Orville is for Star Trek, or like it's actually Star Wars?
I mean, it's Star Wars. It's when I say spinoff, I mean like they're just going to make a new one that's completely outside of the current, you know, saga, but like with the same.
Okay.
You know,
so it's kind of like
Star
Knights of the Old Republic, but movie form.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
That sounds cool.
So nobody knows the plot. Nobody knows anything, really. It's just a new trilogy. So I thought we could take a minute or two to kind of hypothesize what would you want to see? Because you like Star Wars a lot. And
yeah, I love Star Wars.
I feel like you know a decent amount about, like, the other aspects of stuff, like outside of the movies, you know.
Yeah, I do. I've played a lot of the games. I've read a couple of the books.
I've read a few of the books and the extended universe and stuff, which aren't really canon anymore. But anyway.
So this means something for the what's his name again?
Who are you talking? Oh, Rian Johnson.
Rian Johnson. This sort of means something about Episode 8, then, doesn't it?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
It definitely does.
What do you mean?
It means it's good.
Oh, yeah.
There is no way he secured funding for three other movies.
No, I completely agree with you.
Episode 8 is bad.
This news means that Disney has a lot of faith in Episode 8 being, like, amazing. In so much that they're like, yeah, Rian Johnson, go for it.
I mean, it's done, so this is, like, it's confirmation done. That it's
so I'm assuming they've already had, like, test screenings and stuff, and they're probably really positive, so Episode 8 is going to be real good.
That's great. That's awesome news.
Hopefully.
I'm so excited.
You're more excited about episode 8 being good now, aren't you?
I'm so happy it's good.
And about the future trilogy, you're like, whatever, maybe. Maybe that'll be good. Who knows?
I don't know. I hope it's good. I'm happy about more Star Wars content.
What would you want to see in the universe of Star Wars?
So, like, KOTOR, basically, mm-hmm. in movie form.
You'd want to see, like, an Old Republic thing?
Yeah, I'd like... Okay. Like
back thousands of years in the timeline or whatever.
Yeah, back when, you know, before the fall of the Jedi.
Sure.
Back when Jedis were super powerful.
Mm-hmm. And they were everywhere.
Yeah, you had Jedis everywhere. They had all their cool rituals and mm-hmm. books and, you know, mm-hmm. academies and stuff.
And the Sith were all Sithy and they were everywhere, yeah, too.
There was more than one Sith Lord.
There was more than one at a time. Yeah, it's yeah. a lot. There were quite a bit. Uh-huh.
And maybe they, like, worked together instead of, like, killing each other all the time. Did or they like, did it... it was, like, a mix.
Oh, yeah,
of killing each other. And
sure. So this new thing, you would want something to go back in time to that.
Yeah.
See that? See how that's all, like... that would be interesting. I think it would be interesting to see a movie where, like you said, like, they work together in some capacity. Like, have you seen X-Men 2? Where Professor X and Magneto have to, like, work together.
Yeah.
To, like, fight some evil or whatever.
Yes.
So, like, that, but with the Jedi and the Sith. They, like...
Oh.
There's some, like, terrible force that they have to, like, team up to defeat or something.
Like the Borg.
Sure, the Borg.
Yeah. It's basically the Borg.
Like, sure. Like, it's yeah. the Borg. And they're, like... We have to team up, and they're like, no, we hate you, or whatever. Like, but we have to, we don't have enough people to fight it, and then they'll, like, do it. I don't know. That sounds really dumb when I say it, but it could be cool.
Wait, no, that's kind of cool, actually. So that's either very far in the future, or mm-hmm. right before the fall of everybody. Maybe that caused, like, their
Oh, that's like a rift, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, that really... pisses some people off in the Jedi Order, and it pisses a lot of people off in the Sith too, and they're like, oh, and after it's done they have like a civil war or something, and then they both collapse.
Yeah.
Boom.
That would be awesome.
Whoa. I mean, I don't know all the lore there, but
so there is some lore that's never been in a Star Wars movie about something called a gray Jedi. It's kind of like someone who's, you know, both. not like goody two shoes and not like so evil they kill puppies.
Yeah,
it's like there's like a balance. Mm-hmm. So you could do a movie where
that guy,
you know, the good guys being the Jedis and the bad guys being the Sith, they got to work together to fight the Borg or mm-hmm. whatever. It won't be the Borg.
I gotcha.
Yeah,
the Borg analog.
And you know, it's a deadly battle. Uh-huh. They lose tons of numbers on both sides, and sure. after they defeat the Borg, there's like a lot of conflict, like you said, like a civil war.
Mm-hmm.
And then out of that rises, like, there's the grays.
And they call them just the Grays, because that's a cool yeah. name.
It's Disciples of the Gray. Or
something. Ooh, I like that. That's even better.
Yeah, they take like, the holy books from the Sith and the ones from the Jedi, and they, like, make a new one.
That's a cool idea.
And they go off and live somewhere else away from the Jedi and the Sith. And
wow, and they, like, have to fight for their, like, way of life. And they get hunted down by both the Sith and the Jedi.
Yeah, because they're neither.
They're like neutral. Mm-hmm. They're like, no, this cannot stand. This doesn't bring balance to the Force or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
And so they have to, like, survive. That could be cool.
Yeah. That'd be interesting. They would be like space occultists. Like, I'm imagining, like, you know, the good guys, they're kind of like the fundamentalist.
Yeah.
Kind of. The Jedi are like fundamentalists. And the Sith are like, they're like... bad.
They're not fascists. I don't know.
Yeah, they're like space fascists.
Basically, yeah.
They care about, you know, materialism and stuff like that. And then the Grays are like, they're like occultists. They're They're like space Aleister Crowley or something.
I like this a lot. And they have their own weird, like, mythology and, like, teachings and stuff. Yeah, this is good. Anyway, so
Ryan
Johnson, if you want the screenplay, let us know and we'll
contact at timebatshow.com. It'd be the first email we ever got.
Or tweet at us at timebatshow. That would be funny if our first one was Ryan Johnson. That would be like the most exciting thing in the world. I don't think
it was him. I'd be like, no, it's not.
If we only had one fan and it's the guy that's directing the upcoming Star Wars movie, like, that's all we need. Like, I'm cool with just doing a show for him. Wouldn't that be a unique idea for an entertainment medium? Like, some famous guy really, really, or famous gal really, really likes something, but nobody else does. And then they're like, hey, I like what you're doing. Here's money. Keep doing it. And, like, they're the only fan in the entire world. But, like, and all the content is, like, just for them. Wouldn't that be, like, the weirdest
thing? If you were famous, would you have people like that?
Would I?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, would I, like, pay people to do that?
Yeah. Like, would you find, like, an artist or something, someone who is making something cool and be like, listen, I'm going to support you. Just make a bunch of stuff.
I would totally do that. Yes. Yeah, because so I have very niche taste with things, yeah. And when I find something I like, I'm like, this is super cool, and then I'm like, I wonder if a lot of other people like this, and most of the time it's like, a few people do, but not a whole lot, and then I'm like, why isn't this more popular? I bet if this is a lot more popular, this person would be able to make a lot more cool stuff. Yeah. So I would totally be like, hey, good artist or band or whatever that I like, here's money, go make more things.
Yeah, I already know people that I would give money to, actually.
Oh, yeah? Who?
Yeah.
Let's go down the list. Well, just
I'm not going to name people right now.
Okay, well, that's fine. But, like, yeah. An artist or something?
Yeah, there's artists that I really like.
That you'd be like, boom, we're doing that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair. Speaking of people that really like our show, I feel like we need... we were talking about before the show started, because we were looking at questions, and... inevitably, we get to questions where we're like, oh, we can't do that. That's too much. And then we have this joke. Do you want to explain the joke, the, like, inside joke that we have?
Or yeah, the inside joke we have is whenever we come across, like, a heavy or controversial question that could get us into trouble or something, like, alienate
just,
people.
Yeah, it's just a little too much.
Yeah. We try to keep a light tone on the show.
Right,
something that would kind of cross that line.
Yeah. We discard it,
and what we say is, you know, when we open our Patreon one day, that'll be the secret Patreon episode behind the paywall.
And we'll have, like, we'll basically have, like, full episodes of content there, because the idea would be, like, we record a full episode, and then in the beginning and the end, we, like, go a little nuts. We do, like, the questions that we weren't supposed to do, and then we just cut that part off. Of our normal episodes, and then we just have that as, like, an extra bonus for the Patreon people. Yeah. But my point is that, like, no one would pay into that, so it wouldn't work. And then you brought up that that we just need what did you call that person? Well,
we need fans for one,
right? Sure.
We have people that listen to the show, but what we need is the one man who just
or listens. Woman.
Or woman, it could be anyone, like, that just listens to every episode.
They're, like, the super fan.
Yeah.
They, like, love the show for some reason.
They have all of our CDs. Like, we don't have any, like, CDs, but if we did...
they would have them. They have, like, t-shirts that we don't also don't have.
Every CD, one to listen to and one to keep wrapped.
Oh, it's like a collector's item. They'd have, like, a little mantle of stuff. They would probably have, like, a poster of that image we have on our website, you know, with the Time Bat show, like, the black and white one. They'd have, like, a poster of that. They'd have, like, a shirt of it, even though we don't sell shirts. But they would find a way to make them.
Yeah.
You know? And they would basically evangelize our show to everyone. They could, like, be on the corner of the street and hand out CDs, you know? They're like, listen to this. It's really good. What episode would they be handing? They'd be handing out, like... The Cheese Room or something like that.
Yeah, they'd be... Or, like, Giuseppe Lombard's. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah. we need that person.
Yeah.
Contact at timeoutshow.com. All right, let's get into... So, do you want to get into some questions now?
Sure.
Okay. I didn't even mention... Is there any news you want to share this episode? I forgot to even ask you about that.
I don't think I have any other things going on
in your life? Just... Nothing exciting, just like, oh, you know, the usual. I didn't know about Star Wars. That's it.
I didn't know about Star Wars. I'm going to Disney World this weekend.
Are you?
Yeah.
For fun? Just for shits and giggles?
It's two of my cousin's birthdays, so we're all going to go down.
Oh, so it's like a double birthday Disney World thing.
Have a double birthday.
That sounds fun. I love Disney World. I haven't been in Disney World in forever. Let us know how it is.
The birthdays are actually 30 and 21, so it's a...
Wow, that is a doozy. That is a big, like, those are two big, big birthdays. Holy moly, 30 and 21. God.
It's amazing how that lines up.
You shouldn't have said the word 30, by the
way. I'm
sorry.
It's
fine.
Okay.
No, it's fine. I should go to Disney World for my 30th birthday. What better way to spend your 30th than go to Disney World?
I would not. I don't know.
You know what the next best thing is? Drinking whiskey and crying in the corner. This is what I'm going to be doing for my 30th birthday, so that's fine. All right, before I get too deep down into the rabbit hole of aging, let's go into some questions. We have a decent amount today. You turned me on to this, like, Twitter bot that... Do you want to explain to people how this thing works? It's, like, my favorite new Twitter account.
There's a Twitter bot called WYR_bot.
Yeah, so it's
Would You Rather bot.
Uh-huh.
And it's, I think, a long short-term memory neural net that puts out, like, a Twitter poll every...
Like, hour. Every hour couple hours or something, yeah.
Yeah, and depending on, you know, the distribution of votes and how... what the engagement is like, it, like, modifies the questions... And the more popular questions, kind of that sort of content makes it in more often.
Mm-hmm.
And after, I think it's been running for a long time because this bot has like thousands of followers. It's gotten to where it makes really good questions.
It only has 2,121, which I was really surprised because this bot deserves like a million followers. Like this for is an amazing bot.
For a bot that doesn't follow back people, that's a ton of followers.
Yeah, I guess. But I mean, I looked at this and I was like, this bot is amazing. And I was surprised at how little followers it has. But anyway. These
questions are really funny.
The questions are like almost sensical, but not, which is like the perfect kind of questions. And then the other thing is I feel like it's getting better. Because you can tell a question is bad or, like, nonsensical when one vote is, like... It's basically, would you rather A or B? And then people vote which one they'd rather do. And a lot of times they're nonsensical. I'll just read a nonsensical one. Would you rather be totally transported to the world or be the smartest person in the world? And, like, totally transported to the world, like, what the hell does that mean? So, like, everyone voted to be the smartest person in the world. So, like, 80% voted for that one and only... 20% voted for the other. So it's like, that's an example of a question that's not a really great would you rather, because most of the people are voting for one. But I have to say, the ones that he's done recently, the Twitter bot, or it's done recently, have been 48% to 58%, 42% to 58%, 47% to 53%. Like, they've been a lot closer. So, like, I feel like it's
learning. I don't know how they're training it, but... I'm just assuming, because if it were my bot, this is how I would do it. I would make it so that even polls, that's success.
Yeah, that's like good. Like you're
more responses equal success.
Yeah.
So usually it's something like controversial will be better.
Because if something has no votes, it means it's probably a nonsensical answer.
Yeah, because engagement is a success meter.
Because even sensical answers are going to get some votes because someone's going to vote for it. But nonsensical answers are going to be like, what does that even mean? But anyway, the reason I love the bot is because it's cool, but also because the questions are amazingly hilarious in like a almost makes sense, but not quite. So I'm going to read you my favorite one and we're going to answer it and we'll go see where it goes. All right. So
okay.
Would you rather only be able to eat or not speak again? Would you rather only be able to eat or not speak again?
So
we can set up some ground rules if you want. When I say only be able to eat, I mean that in the most literal way you could think. Like, that's all you can do in this life is just eat.
You're at the table, and that's what
you do. You can eat. That's about it. And then the other option is not speak again. So, like, you can't speak at all. You can do everything else but speak. Yeah.
You can even eat.
You can even eat, yeah, but you can't speak. Addendum. When you can eat, when in the only be able to eat one, you can eat, but you can also speak. Those are the two things you can do, because I feel like it's not fair to the question otherwise.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can eat and speak, but that's it. Like, you can't walk, can't run, you can't, you know, play tennis, you can't do anything. You could just do those two things.
Okay.
Yeah. Or you could not speak.
What I was just going to say, I think Skype cut out for a second.
Oh,
but
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, like, the eating one, let's just say you can eat unlimited.
Sure.
Like, and you taste it and then it's gone.
And then
you're just there eating.
I feel like you would have to be that.
Otherwise, that's gross if you have to, like...
So how are you interpreting this? Are you interpreting it that you could, like, that's your life? Like, it's just eating? Like, that's what you do all day or something like that?
No, it's bad if you just, if you're not allowed to move and you have to keep eating. And, well, like, eating makes you do something eventually.
It doesn't say you have, it doesn't say you have to eat. It just says all you're able to do is eat. Like, so if I was like, hey, what are you doing? So if I was like, hey, what are you doing today? You're like, eating, obviously. Like, that's all I can do. I'm imagining a man sitting in a chair. Maybe he's watching TV, because watching TV is like a passive activity. He's not really, you're not really being active. Okay. And he's just eating chicken, an like endless bowl of KFC, of endless bucket of KFC fried chicken. And like, that's his whole life. And maybe the seat has a special like hole in the bottom. If you will.
I was wondering how we were going to tackle that.
Yeah, it has a special hole in the bottom. And then, you know, he does his thing. And he eats and watches TV. And that's it. And you can communicate with him. Like, he can speak, but he doesn't really like speaking because he's eating. He's busy, you know. So he'll, like, grunt at you. Like, hey, Fred, how's it going? And he's like, you know. And that's it. That's his whole life. That's his whole existence. It's a lot of silence here.
I mean, I know which one I would choose.
Which one would you choose?
I would choose not speak.
Really? You would choose not speak?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you want to be able to eat again, though, and speak? I mean, let's say Fred can speak. Like, he can speak, no problem. Like, he can speak and eat and sit in this chair. That's his life.
I thought that I'd still be allowed to eat, though, if I couldn't speak.
Oh, you can speak. You can eat, but you can't speak anymore. Like, you won't be able to say anything. You'll just be
That's fine.
Mute. So you'd rather do that?
Yeah, I can talk to people with text or something.
With text, huh? But you can never have a good conversation ever again. Like Fred.
Fred can't do anything, though.
Fred can have a good conversation. Someone could be like, hey, Fred, so what's your opinion on, you know, the Knicks this season? And he's like, well, blah, blah, blah.
He can't go see the Knicks.
Like, he can watch it on TV. He's in TV. He has a TV. He can't change the channel, but...
He's just watching the Knicks all the time?
I don't know. He's watching SportsCenter just constantly.
Sounds terrible.
He's just constantly watching SportsCenter. Whatever's on ESPN at the time he's watching it. So it's like 3 a.m. in the morning, and he's watching like ESPN Classic, and it's like the history of like Scandinavian pole vaulting or something crazy, and it's just, that's him. And oh, by the way, Fred can't sleep either. Like,
yeah,
that's not a thing he can do. So he's just eating all day.
It sounds like hell. I would.
Doesn't this sound like if they ever made a sequel to like Seven, I feel like this would be like the gluttony thing, like they would force, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You've seen Seven, right?
You know? I've seen Seven, where he has to eat the pasta until he dies.
This would be like that, the new gluttony one. Just strapped to a chair and he has to eat KFC all day.
Yeah, if they made maybe like a surreal movie, kind of in the vein of Seven, where, you know, you can kind of make things that don't make sense, like a man that can just eat endless chicken.
No, he doesn't eat endless. And never sleep. It's just like, he's got a thing in the bottom of the chair that lets him remove it.
But where does the chicken keep coming from? Like, he'll eat it all eventually.
Maybe he's got a guy that, like, refills it every, like, couple minutes or something.
Okay.
There's a he's in a KFC. There we go. He's in the back.
He's
like
their mascot now.
No, I wouldn't go so far as the mascot, because that's kind of, I feel like that would drive some people away from KFC. No, he's in, okay, so we're going to go full, like, surreal with this.
Okay.
So there's a KFC. Where would this KFC be? Somewhere in, like, the desert.
Probably in northern Canada.
Oh, I was thinking, like, somewhere in, like, Nevada, like, in the middle of nowhere or something like that.
Yeah.
It could be Canada, though.
Both places are remote.
It needs to be remote. Very remote. Very remote. Some place in, like, northern Canada or, yeah, the desert. It's, like, the only restaurant for, like, a while. And they don't get a lot of customers. But in order to stay in business, the owner of the restaurant had made a deal with the devil. And the deal was that your KFC will be successful forever as long as I own one of your sons.
Oh, God.
So he, like, gives up his son, who is, like, he's not, the one that he's not proud of, and the one he knows that isn't going to be as successful in life.
Yeah.
To the devil. And the devil's decree, in like a weird, twisted kind of devilish way, is that instead of making him work for him in hell, he sentences him to live a life of sedentary gluttony in the back room of the KFC, and he gives him like a lazy boy chair, an old TV, and a bucket of KFC, and then
all the dad has to keep refilling the bucket,
or he'll die, or the kid will die. Yeah. And this is it. This is the, like, creepy, weird, like, Stephen King story that we just wrote together.
Yeah, that's very Stephen King.
The dad has to keep refilling the bucket or he'll die, yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Like, the restaurant is fine financially. He can afford the chicken.
Yeah, he can, like, it's fine. Like, they got people coming in all from all over the place trying the chicken. It's, like, the best. It's, like, ranked. It's, like, the best KFC in the country. Like, they got really good reviews. But they have this dirty secret in the back. There's Fred. He's just there. He's always there, eating chicken and watching ESPN Classic, and that's it. And also the plumbing situation.
Okay. Yeah.
They don't know where it goes. The devil just created this, like,
it goes to hell. That's what the devil gets out of it. He wants that.
Why would he want that?
Because hell is terrible. It has hell in it.
That's how he punishes someone else. Like, it falls on him or something.
Okay, no. When the father dies, he has to live in it.
When he dies, he puts him, like, right under the funnel that, like, falls and it falls down. Oh, God. This is, like, the weirdest fucking story. He has to live, like, under the chute.
Where Fred's still alive, mind you.
Where it falls down. What do you mean?
I mean, Fred lives forever.
I thought his dad had to refill it, though.
No, but someone else will carry the throne.
Oh, it could be, like, one of those weird, like, cult things, right?
Yeah.
Like, once his dad dies, like, he passes the curse on to someone else.
Yeah.
And then they have to do it.
Yeah, someone else will carry the torch, and then when they die, they have to live in the pit.
There. And then, yeah, but, like, whoever he passes the torch to gets success in whatever they want. Like, it's like a thing that they get. You know, it's like, what do you want to be successful in? And they're like, I want to be a baseball player. It's like, great. Okay, but you have to refill this bucket.
You have to refill Fred's bucket.
Yeah, they don't necessarily have to be the ones that do it, but they have to make it happen. Like, they have to ensure that it's happening, whether they pay someone to do it or whatever.
Yeah, and if it doesn't happen, they die too.
They die.
Like, if Fred starts, they die.
Go down into the pit, and they get shit falling on them.
I mean, that's going to happen regardless.
I mean, yes, but it'll happen sooner.
Yes.
Basically. This is, like, the most twisted. Ugh, I kind of love it, though.
I love it, yeah.
In, like, a weird way.
It's kind of like Dogma-esque. Have you seen Dogma?
Yeah, I've seen Dogma.
Yeah, it could be we could get Kevin Smith to do this, probably.
Sure, let's pitch it to him.
He loves that weird Catholic
humor. So is this a screenplay, then, we got going on here? Or
yeah, it would totally work.
Tentative title. We need something tentative. Oh, how about... Oh, no. That's not that good. I was going to say Bullshit is kind of a funny... title.
Yeah.
But anyway, kind of love it, though. Kind of love this whole thing.
Yeah. It's a good concept.
It is. I like the aspect of they have to pass it on every time, because then you can have, like, this cult that kind of gets built around Fred, and, like, aeons go by, and, like, maybe people start worshiping Ted. It's like this supreme being that, because he's, like, he lives forever.
You could have people competing to be the next chicken feeder.
Oh my god, they could have competitions.
Yeah.
You know, like, they have, like, a they have a fried chicken eating contest. Oh god. But no, they could have, like, competitions. Yeah, like games. You know, human sacrifices and stuff. You could make a whole, like, mythology around this.
Around Fred? Yeah, you could.
Yes. Because, like, you could start it, like, hear me out, you start it present day, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then Fred lives forever, as long as someone's feeding him chicken. And as long as there's a sucker out there in the world that the devil can make a deal with, which there is, Fred's always going to be...
There's always going to be a sucker.
It's always going to be that guy, or that gal. And so, starts modern day, and then, like, hundreds and hundreds of years can pass, and Fred's still eating this chicken. And by this point, people know about him. You know, people figured it out, and they're all trying to get in on it because they want success in the world. Yeah. Like, there's no hell. It's fine. I'll be fine, but I'll, you know, I want to get what I want from Satan. You know? And then there's this whole cult that's, you know, that gets developed around Fred. And the KFC becomes like a holy place. You know?
Yeah, they become tax exempt. They're now the official religion.
They're now a religious establishment.
Of the desert.
The cult of the Kentucky Fried, the cult of the desert chicken or something like that. I don't know.
Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, that's the name of the
cult of Colonel Sanders.
The cult of Colonel Sanders, exactly. Anyway, all right. Well, that was a great. I'm glad we went down that path. My 12-year-old daughter got mad at me because I will not buy her Capri Sun drinks anymore. Help. Capri Suns are baby and kids drinks. At age 12, she should start on adult beverages such as coffee, water, tea, orange juice, etc. She also should be making straight A's in school and helping me with chores. Am I wrong for telling her to grow up and act like being a kid? Her English is all wrong, but opinions on that. 12-year-old drinking Capri Sun.
I think Mom that person has it all wrong. Like, there's nothing right about what they
said. I agree. I drank Capri Sun well into my teens. I don't know about you.
It's like, I don't really like it anymore. I mean, if you gave me one, I'd probably be happy, but
I would
buy it at the store. But, like...
Yeah.
Okay, so if you want your kid to stop drinking Capri Sun, it shouldn't be because they're too old. It should be because it's just gross sugar.
It's bad
water.
For you, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the reasoning is all off. They're like, at 12, she should start drinking adult beverages like coffee, water, tea, and oranges. Like, what are you talking about? The real question here is, like, is it too much sugar? And if so, then yeah, that could be a reason. But adult beverages at 12, that doesn't make any sense.
No, you definitely don't want her drinking adult beverages.
Well, that's just the way this person is phrasing it. But
yeah,
they're using the word adult beverages to describe coffee, water, tea, and orange juice, which is really stupid. Capri Sun is weird because it comes in that weird pouch, you know, and you have to stab it.
Yeah, you know, that's 100% of the appeal, too. Like, it doesn't taste that good.
It's very sweet.
Yeah.
Sugar water. It's just sugar water, essentially. And it has, like, that really weird, like, tin-looking, you know, container. Like, the color of it is weird. It's like
I don't know if they still have these commercials, but do you remember their marketing from the 90s? The Quicksilver man that would
ride his
Quicksilver board all over.
Okay, so it wasn't just me, because I was thinking that in my head, and I was like, where am I getting this from?
Yeah.
So they did have a Quicksilver man that would he'd be like a liquid man, and then he would like be
and
a
then
regular
go in the
man.
Pouch and you'd drink him and gain his powers.
Yeah, but he's like silvery, right? And he's like metallic.
Yes.
It's like the guy from Terminator 2, right?
Yeah, it's like him.
Right? Because I remember drinking a Capri Sun once when I was like 15 or 14 or something. And I was like, I'm drinking the guy from Terminator 2 right now. Like, I had that thought. Like, so they did have Quicksilver Man. I'm glad I'm not just crazy then.
Yeah.
But anyway, 12-year-old drinking Capri Sun, like, she's 12. She's going to want Capri Sun. Like, whatever. It's fine. You might want to just slow down on the sugar. That's all. That's my advice, I guess.
Yeah.
Is that fair? Is that fair advice?
That's totally fair. If she's young enough to enjoy Capri Sun, then, you know, props. Let her do it. She'll grow out of it eventually.
She will. I grew out of it. I surely did.
Because that stuff isn't that good.
It's really sweet. Yeah, once you hit, like, 15, you're like, wow, this is too much sugar.
It's like, do you have, like, a Coke I can have?
Do you have something lighter with less sugar?
Yeah.
But, yeah, those stupid pouches. I remember, like, screwing that up every time I drank a Capri Sun.
Yeah, the straw would, like, break in half and get holes in it.
And then you had to, like, stab it multiple times. I remember I had to use, like, a fork once to, like, get it open.
You have to drink it like a gerbil.
or then you, like, squeeze it out into, like, another cup. But at that point, it's like, what the hell is the point of this this contraption?
The liquid inside looks gross. It's like
it
yellow.
Does. It's like a clear yellow. It's really disgusting. Yeah. I don't know if you had this, but I remember when I was in school in, like, you know, 5th grade, 6th grade or whatever, people who had Capri Suns would be cool. They would stab it from, like, the bottom.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. No, I remember
that. Or they'd try to stab him from the side, and they'd be like, look at me. I'm drinking Capri Sun in a different way than everyone else. This is different than intended or whatever. You remember that?
I remember that.
Yeah, it's like, wow, look at you. You're real cool. Drink Capri Sun from the side.
It's like, how good. I wish my mom bought me Capri Sun.
Oh,
she
wait,
cared too much about me.
She cared about my health, my personal health. Yeah. What are some subtle signs that a person dislikes you? This is a really tough question.
I'm not good at this.
I'm not either. We've talked about this before. I am the kind of person that is paranoid that everyone secretly hates me. So this doesn't really help me at all. I don't know about you.
I mean, it goes on and off. Like, I don't really dislike anyone, but I feel like there are people that dislike me.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to tell. It's hard to tell. And I think it's really hard to tell with nice people, too.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, they're nice to everybody. But they secretly hate me.
I have that.
I have that thought a lot. Like, oh, they're just being nice because they're nice in general.
Okay, with me, if someone is being nice, I have to know why they're being nice.
Yeah, like, what's your alternative?
There's
what's
no logical ulterior? Reason to just be nice.
Like, what's your ulterior motive here? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
have to understand their code of honor and their philosophy in life. Like
in life, before
it's
you,
like, are you just being altruistic? Are you trying to make the world a better place? Are you?
Did I do something and you're paying me back for that by being nice to me?
Are you trying to pay me forward and make me be nice to you?
Ooh, like, there's a probable thing there. Yeah, exactly. Like there's all these ulterior motives people have, and you don't know. But yeah, I'm bad at that too. I don't know. But let's hypotheticalize, that's not a word. What would a person that is obviously not interested in, you know, talking to you, what kind of signs would they give? Subtle signs.
People are complicated. It depends on how much they dislike you and what kind of person they are.
I feel like being short with, like, answers and stuff.
Yeah, being
like,
short.
How are you today? Like, I'm fine. Bye. And then they walk away. And she's like, That's not really subtle, though. This person's asking for subtle signs. And I can't really think of any subtle signs. I feel like most of the signs people would give you if they don't like you are pretty blatant. And then if they secretly dislike you, they're not going to give you any signs at all. They'll just secretly hate you.
They're going to save it for when they can unleash it.
Right. It'll be like a flurry of hate or whatever.
It's like they're going to find you at your weakest moment. And then they're going to just... Let it all out.
Let it rip, and then you're going to cry and cry and cry. I feel like secretly everyone hates me, but, you know, that's my life, I guess. Yeah. I think you like me, generally, I think.
Yeah, no, I do.
Okay. So I got...
Or do I?
What? But do dude, I? Don't start that. Don't start that on episode 58. I have to, like, sit here and think, like, oh, maybe doing this podcast is just an ulterior motive. Maybe
that
something...
would be a really unusual...
Like, what's your, like, long game there, right?
Like, what about episode 100? Is that when it's gonna come out?
Like, the plan starts being revealed around, like, episode 98. Like, we start doing the episode. I'm like, I'm Tymesis, I'm Bad Sex, and I'm like, how are you doing today? And you're like, fine, I'm doing fine, let's just get this fucking over with. And I'm like, what happened? Like, you have to hit episode 100. Here's the scenario, are you ready?
Yes.
You had a bet with a friend. Your like real best friend that isn't
me. This is terrible, dude.
That's like secret, okay? You had a bet with him or her that you would do a podcast with another friend of yours and you couldn't reach episode 100 and the bet was for like $1,000. And that's what you're doing right now. That's what you've been doing for the past year. What do you think about that?
$1,000, that's $10 an hour. It's not very good.
You would say that. Okay, $10,000. Your friend is very rich.
Yeah. Yeah, all my rich friends.
That you talk to, like, every day. Yeah. And after we're done with the podcast, you call them up and you're like, oh, man.
Like, hey, you want to go out on the boat tomorrow?
And then you talk about, like, how dumb I was on the podcast before. Like, oh, we had the stupidest question. We talk about the dumbest shit. And they're like, you're like, I can't wait to get out of there at episode 100.
You're still going to pay me $1 million, right?
I'm like, yeah, totally, bro. And you're like, cool, thanks.
No.
You can't see it, but I just winked at you over the air. I don't really think that, but...
Yeah, I hope not.
That's a fun hypothetical. No, I really don't. I really don't think that. But that would be amazing. That would be like the... I would respect you for the long con that you did.
Would you?
No, I mean, in like a weird, evil way. Like, I would hate you, but I'd be like, good work. Good show. You know?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know. I suspect people of that, though.
Not to that extent, what I just explained.
No, not to because that extent.
I don't really expect... I don't really believe anything like that in real life, but...
Yeah.
I'm not that quite that conspiracy. But yeah, I do kind of suspect people of that in real life because I'm paranoid, but...
So how do you tell if someone dislikes you? Is it just an easy answer?
I would say they're short with you. Like, if you talk to them, they're trying to get out of the conversation quickly. I think that's the easiest way to find out, you know. If you try to engage someone and then they, like, try to leave, exit, extricate themselves from the conversation, I think that's an easy way to tell. Which is a problem for me because I'm too nice to people. Even if someone I don't like comes up and talks to me, I will be nice and talk to them because that's how I am. You know, I don't want to be rude.
And I think that's how people should be.
So,
be nice. It's easier.
So, yeah. I mean, you wouldn't even be able to tell if I disliked someone because I would treat them similarly. You could tell when I like spending time with someone because I'm going to, like, you know, engage them. But I'm not going to, like, shoo someone away that I don't like because I'm not rude. But, yeah, I think shortness with someone isn't...
I think it's super easy to tell in text. Like, if you're reading something someone wrote who doesn't like you and it's addressed to you, like an email or something, I think it's super easy to detect then.
How do you tell us your way?
Usually... All right, so the difference between like formal and informal writing and what it means in culture right now is really interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to do things with text a lot. Like, I'll intentionally misspell things or uncapitalize things if I'm like cool with someone.
Oh yeah, no, like, I know what you're talking about. Yes, absolutely.
It's like, yeah, I could totally capitalize and use perfect grammar, and it would probably be easier.
So
I put a lot of thought.
Yeah.
I put a lot of thought into informal misspellings and uncapitalizations.
And the people you're informal with are people you like and you get along with and you know that are cool.
That is the ultimate sign that I like a person.
Wow, this is interesting because I've noticed this. When I talk to people I like or I'm like friendly with, I will do a similar thing with like, oh, I'll be informal or I'll like abbreviate or I'll use like slang or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But when it's someone that I'm like, you know, not really, maybe I don't dislike them, but I'm just not like, you know, I don't know about them yet.
Yeah.
So I will be very, you know, clear in messaging, if you will, you know, very formal.
Yeah. And there's like two reasons for that. One is because, you know, I want to have their respect. Like, oh, I'm treating you with respect. I'm making everything nice for you and readable. And the other reason is like, I don't want them to see any informal speech as a flaw.
Right, in you, in your character or whatever.
Like, I don't want them to think I'm stupid. They don't know me well enough to know that I'm doing this intentionally.
But if someone that you like and knows you sees it, then they're just like, oh, they're just being themselves. Like, we're on good terms or whatever.
Yeah.
They trust me enough to interpret this informal speech correctly. Yeah. Huh, that's an interesting point. I notice that a lot. I notice that a lot on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
When people talk amongst themselves on the internet, like if they're on good rapport, they'll speak informally. But if they're not, they'll speak very formally.
Like, forums culture is a great example of this.
That is a really good example. Yeah.
The cool people don't have to capitalize things
or spell things correctly.
Yeah,
and they can use slang and abbreviations as much as they want, and people will like them because they're well liked already. You know. Whereas the uncool people, or the people that aren't as respected, they are typing out formally, you know, blah, blah, blah sentences and stuff.
Yeah, and if they do it, they don't look cool, they look lame.
No, they look like they're following the leader.
Kind of thing. They're trying to be cool.
This is very interesting, because I definitely have I've definitely done this, obviously unconsciously, but I definitely have. I also, I don't know if you do this, but if do you pick up on other people's verbiage and like slang and stuff and start utilizing it? Because that happens to me all the time.
Oh yeah, I words are contagious to me.
Yeah, me too. I'm very bad with it though. Like I'll meet somebody and they'll talk and they'll use words and then I'll just start using those. Not even just talking with that person. I'll use it outside of like conversing with them. And like,
I'll say it to my regular mom.
Like, yeah, and they'll be like, "What is that?" And I'm like, "Oh, sorry, this is a word that people use now." You know?
Yeah.
It happens to me all the time. I don't know why, but it's contagious, I guess, like you said. Anyway, what are some... Oh, okay. This is kind of a depressing question. I'll save that for last. What are some telltale signs you just entered a bad area? So you're driving...
Roll up the windows.
Just entered a bad area. Well, yeah, obviously you'd roll up the windows first. But what do you see that's like, oh, this is a bad area? First thing that comes to my mind... It's like check cashing. Right?
It's like a Sioux City bail bonds.
Yep, bail bonds, check cashing.
They've liquor got like the rainbow LED lights around.
Yep, liquor store, and then like there's like an old gas station like right next to it. Like those are like the four things that immediately spring into my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are mine.
Not like a franchise liquor store. It's like Dan's Big Liquor.
Dan's Liquor and Smokes.
Liquor and scratch-offs.
Yeah, and there's like a neon light that says, like, we sell lottery tickets here. Or no, it wouldn't even be that formal. It'd be like, lotto ticks. Just like flashing. That's the telltale.
Like really, really bad gambling methods.
Bail bonds or like check cashing. I don't know why.
Like predatory industries.
Predatory industries, liquor, gambling, check cashing, stuff like that. Exactly. What is the hardest you can ever remember laughing?
All right, I got a good one.
Okay.
It immediately comes to mind. Okay. So we're, I think, in middle school.
Me and you?
Me and you.
Okay.
We have rented a game from the old block.
Yes, this is exactly the same story I was thinking of.
And it's called Contra. Contra 3.
The exact story I was thinking of.
And we're playing the game, and it's super fun. It's like a 3D Contra.
It's kind of bad, but it was fun time.
It's fun co-op, yeah.
Sure, we're playing co-op.
We're playing.
It's on PS2, right? That sounds right.
Yes.
We're going to go with PS2.
Either that or PS1. It might have been
your
PS1
story.
Okay. And one of the levels in the game, the Contramen, wind up on top of a helicopter and are running on the helicopter blades.
They're running on the blades.
Yeah, it's like the elevator level in beat-em-up games.
Yep.
And enemies just come from the sides.
Yeah, and they're somehow running on the blades that are spinning like 1,000 RPM or whatever it is. Yeah,
and it's not like a quick time event. Like, it's not a few seconds of running on the blades.
You're doing it for like the whole level.
They're doing it for like 10 minutes. And one of the enemies shoots a missile at me, and I die. And we got game over, and I just said, yes!
Really loudly.
Yes.
I think this is in the middle of the night, too, so...
It was in the middle of the night, and I was really loud.
And I just died, like, at that moment, because just the ridiculousness of the situation. We're running on helicopter blades, you just got a missile shot at you, and you fell to your death into the water. And then you're like, yeah! And then I just lost it.
We laughed for, like, 3 hours.
I don't remember anything else about that game. All I remember is that one situation that, you know, I just remember laughing. Like, I remember laughing longer than we played the game for. you know what I mean? I was going to use that one, too, because that is just hilarious.
We were probably at risk for, like, some health
dying
complications
or something. Because of how I couldn't hard we breathe were laughing. For, like, a couple minutes.
Yeah.
And I don't know why it was so funny. Like, looking back, it probably... You know, if it happened today, it wouldn't be funny, but it was just all the stars aligned for something hilarious. It just was really, really funny at the moment. And I think another thing with humor is laughing is super contagious, and if someone is laughing really hard, the other person will just start laughing too.
Yeah.
It was just one of those snowball effect kind of things. The other one I can think of, for me, it also involves you. I don't know why these all involve you.
We were probably playing a co-op game again.
You make me laugh. No, this one happened recently.
Okay.
This one happened about a year ago. I don't think
were
I can
we
tell
at
this.
SGDQ?
Yes, I can't tell the story on the air, though.
I said something really offensive.
We had, like, you brought, like, a whole thing of whiskey or something to the room.
Yeah.
And we drank most of it. And we had some interesting conversations. And you said something really bad, and it was really funny. And I couldn't stop laughing for, like, an hour and a half. It was something else. But we can't say that on the air. But this is a perfect example of Patreon subscribers. We're going to set it up, and then you'll be able to hear the story.
I don't even know if we could say... I mean,
it'll be Patreon plus plus. You gotta commit, like, $100 a month to us.
Yeah.
And then you get this one.
Yeah, that's the next level.
You have to sign an NDA saying you can't tell anyone about this story because it's so bad.
You're also not allowed to judge.
Yeah, you can't judge us, and you can't say anything about it. You could just use it for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah.
This is a good segue into this question. How do you handle a drunk in public? Mm-hmm. You're at a bar or wherever, and there's a drunk person there. What do you do? How do you handle that?
You go to somewhere else.
You just go to somewhere else, huh? That's it, huh?
Yeah, that's it.
You don't have any advice for this person. You just leave.
Yeah, that's the best... I mean, that's the good answer. There are funny things you can do.
No, I'll tell you a story that happened to me recently. I was on Saturday.
Okay.
I went out with some people from work to go to karaoke. And I walk over to the karaoke place. I park. You know, I'm starting to walk to the karaoke place. It's like Korean karaoke. And there's like these five guys outside drinking beer or something. I don't know what they're doing. They're loitering outside the karaoke place. And one of the guys, who's like a big guy, like he's probably 6'1" and is like, you know, 250 or something. Like he's a big dude.
Yeah.
He starts like walking over to me. And at first I just think he's like walking in my direction. But then he like starts waving at me. And I'm like, why is this guy waving at me? Does he know me or something? And he comes up and he's like, hey, how's it going? And I'm like, fine. And he goes to like shake my hand and I'm like... no, and I keep walking, and he like keeps asking me questions like, "Oh, how are you guys doing tonight? Like, how have you been? Like he knows me, you know what I mean? Like in a, like a weird like we know each other kind of way."
Yeah, he's trying to escalate,
and I'm just like, I don't know, fine, I guess. And like I wasn't giving him anything, so either he realized that he thought he knew me and he didn't, or he was just really drunk and he like was like, "All right, well I'll let you go, see you later," and he just walks away. And I didn't know he was drunk at the time. I thought what happened was he thought I was somebody else and, like, mistook me for someone and, like, tried to start a conversation and then realized halfway through, like, oh, shit, you're not who I thought you were.
Probably not what happened.
But later, when we got into the karaoke room, this is the same guy who entered the room without knocking, and he was like, hey! And then, like, one of the staff members was, like, closed the door really hard and was like, sorry, that guy's really drunk. So, that's my public drunken story for you. But I don't know how, as, like a venue like that, to handle, like, someone that's that drunk and, like, loitering on your premises. Like, I guess you gotta call the cops or something, really.
Yeah, I've had to deal with a few people like that. I bartended for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, first you ask them nicely.
It's like, hey, you've probably had enough there, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what do you do if it... did it ever escalate into something worse?
No. Usually people will get embarrassed, like, when you get to that point where you know, the person that owns the place is like, listen, you're...
But there's always, like, there's always going to be one person that's, like, not embarrassed, and they're like, I'm going to just keep going, and no one will care, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I've seen it happen, and usually police get involved at that point, but...
Yeah. Okay, this one, man, I found some real depressing questions today, so
Hit a depressing one.
You really want to do that?
I bet you I can make it positive.
Okay, if you had one do-over in your life, what would it be? What would you do differently? You can pass. If this is too depressing, you can pass.
Okay.
I had one. I told you it was depressing.
Let me tell you what, I've made some mistakes.
Me too. You don't hit 29 without making a few mistakes.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't have to answer. You can pass.
I'm letting trying to pass. Think of a funny one, though. There has to be something funny I've done that...
That was a mistake.
That I could have avoided.
I mean, I'm sure. I don't know. All mine are too depressing, and I'm not going to say them on the podcast.
Yeah, no one wants to hear my
No one wants to go down that road, I don't think.
Yeah.
Here's a fun question. If humans couldn't get sick, what would be the biggest excuse to call in for work? If you really wanted a day off, you can't use a sick excuse anymore. What do you do?
Car trouble works pretty good.
Car trouble is a good one. My car is messed up, and I can't come in today. But what if you use that... Like, you can't use that regularly, though, right?
Yeah.
You can use sick pretty often, because, like, people get sick. Mm-hmm. But, like, you can't call in car trouble, like, every other week. It's like, oh, my car's messed up again. It's like, well, why haven't you got a new car yet? It's like, well, you know, things happen.
You guys don't pay me enough.
That's why. You don't pay enough money. I should deserve a raise. So other than car trouble, what's your other kind of go-to?
Food. Hurting me.
Food? You don't get sick. That counts.
Food poisoning counts as sickness?
Sure, that's a sickness.
Okay,
how's that nuts?
That takes a lot off the table.
I thought you were going to say something like, food, like I ran out of food and I need to get some food and I can't come into work. To the store. Like, that's the best, like, excuse. Like, sorry, I'm out of food and I should have got it while I was off work, but I didn't. So now I have to go to the store and, you know, do that. You could also use the family emergency question.
Yeah.
But again, the problem with that one is if no one gets sick anymore, what, like, could the family emergency be? What could
possibly be happening?
What could be the problem? Like, your aunt's not, like, dying anymore. No one's getting sick, right? Like,
yeah.
The only thing I could think of with family emergency is, like, you have that one uncle that's, like, really deep into gambling or something.
Yeah.
And he, like, goes to prison or something, you know, and yeah. It's like, oh, gotta bail Uncle Joe out again.
Yeah.
You know?
You don't want him sitting in the cell too long. He'll get in more trouble.
You gotta use the term clink, because he's in there the so clink, often. Yeah. I don't want him sitting in the clink too long. And this is how you talk to your boss. Because yes. You're on a good rapport, so you use slang, you know?
Yes.
You know? We couldn't call him back the earlier segment we did. Sorry. All right, let's do one more, and then we'll go into trivia. All right. This is another depressing one. Are you ready?
Ready.
How do you live life without becoming bitter or jaded? And is that even possible?
I am bitter and jaded.
But if you could give advice to yourself, past self, to be like, hey, don't be bitter and jaded. Follow these simple steps to not do that. What would you say?
If I had the answer, I mean...
You would have given it to yourself already.
Yeah.
I feel like... I'd be like, hey, don't care that much. But the problem is that I can't, like, flip that switch off, you know?
Yeah, that's not a good switch to flip off.
Sure it is. I wish I couldn't care. I wouldn't care about a lot of things. Like, the select things that are important, I want to care about. Mm-hmm. Like, this podcast, number one on the care.
Yeah.
The care spectrum, number
one.
The
podcast is a pretty good thing we've got going.
The podcast is, like, boom. The only reason I'm still alive is... No, I'm just kidding. That's really dark. I'm completely kidding about that. Yeah. But no, that's, like, that's decently high. And then you got work, you got family, you know, blah, 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 blah. But then you got, like, other stuff that are completely meaningless that you just turn off. You're just like, I don't need to care about that. I'm done.
Yeah. But if I'm pretty good at that.
What, not caring?
Yeah, about what I choose not to care about.
See, I care about everything a little bit, which makes me angry because the things that I shouldn't care about, I care about. And then when something bad with those happens, I'm like, how dare that?
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I don't like that.
I can't give you any examples. I can't give you any examples because I don't want to get too personal. But you see what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I feel like I care about too many things and I just shouldn't care. I feel like I'd be a lot more happy if I just could accept what I've got going on and be like, hey, this isn't that bad. It's pretty good. Just be content, but that's impossible for me, I guess. I don't know. The grass is greener always. I feel like we're hitting the point of the podcast where I philosophically pine about the state of my life.
All right, so as far as real advice, I would maybe tell myself to find some fun exercise activity that to be passionate about, because I think that would make me, you know, a better person.
Like running or swimming or
something. Yeah, I don't think I get enough like quality exercise. Like I'll go to the gym occasionally and then stop going and then because it's boring and useless.
It is boring. It is really
boring. You're gonna die anyway.
You're gonna die anyway. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Can we talk about how boring the gym is for a second?
It's terrible. It's
super boring.
Yeah.
Like, what do people do there?
They run in place.
But, like, is there any other stuff going on? Like, engaging? You can lift
the weight.
It's so boring. I don't want to do that.
And then put it back on the floor.
You know what I wish? Again. You know what they should make? They should make, like, a Matrix gym.
Yeah. Right?
So, like, your body is doing whatever it needs to do to exercise. Meanwhile, your brain, your mind, is over in the Matrix. Playing
Mario.
Yeah, you're playing Mario. You're, I don't know, what are things people like to do?
Skiing.
Sure. You're skiing, you're fishing, you're, you know, playing guitar. I don't know, whatever you like to do. You're playing Scrabble, whatever. Whatever it is you do. You're playing bridge with your bridge club. Whatever it is you like to do, your mind's off that, doing that thing. And meanwhile, your body's doing in the hard, putting in all the hard work. That would be awesome. I would love that. Because then I'd just be like, all right, I'm going in. You know, going into the Matrix. Jacking in to the Matrix.
Getting my exercise.
And then I'll be on my way.
The gym is just not fun to me.
I mean, I don't think it's supposed to be fun. But I got you.
It's such a waste of time.
It's not, though. It's, like, important. But it's... I see what you mean. It's not a waste of time at all. It's very...
It's actually a very good use of your time.
It's just that in the moment, it feels like an extreme waste of time. Like, while you're doing it, you're like, why am I here? What am I doing? I could be playing Mario, or I could be on the internet.
Not being in the gym.
I could be not running and sweating. I could be eating a sandwich right now, but instead I'm at the gym.
Yeah.
I could be watching the latest, you know, Marvel movie. I don't know what people like to do in their spare time, but I'm just assuming it's that. Okay, I think we're in an hour where it's time for a tradition of the show.
Is it time for trivia? It's
time for trivia.
All right.
Let's do the jingle today. And what's the jingle today?
Trivia time. Trivia time. Trivia time.
Oh, that was long. That was a different one than normal.
I don't know. I kind of went off the rails.
I like it, though. I liked it. I think it was good.
Your first... Okay, I guess I have to ask you to choose lifelines.
Have you ever done trivia before? It doesn't seem like you know what you're doing.
It's my first time in a while.
Is it? Okay. Go ahead.
I'll have you choose lifelines.
Okay.
Should I say them?
Yes, you should. We should always say
40
them.
40-second ask, 30-second Yahoo, 15-second Bing, 5-second Google search. You could choose Monty Hall, 50-50. You could ask a rando, phone a friend, or even choose Rhyme Time.
I'm going to go with 40-second ask, Monty Hall, and ask a rando. You did ask a rando. I'm going to ask a rando.
Yeah. I think the random Discord ask is maybe a good avenue for lifelines in the future. I think random Discord
ask is good, too. Yeah.
Okay. Your first question is Disney.
I'm ready.
Who is the only Disney villain to never actually appear on screen in their respective Disney film?
What? Okay.
Is it A, Maleficent from Sleeping Beauty?
Okay.
Is it B, Edgar Balthazar from The Aristocrats?
Okay.
Is it C, Man from Bambi?
Oh, okay.
Is it D, Bear from The Fox and the Hound?
Wow, this is harder than I thought it would be. Maleficent is in Sleeping Beauty. I'm almost 100% sure. So I'm going to say it's not Maleficent. Now, what were the other options? Oh, the bad guy from Aristocrats. Mm-hmm. The man from Bambi, the one that shoots his mother.
Yes.
And then the bear from The Fox and the Hound.
Yes.
Those are all easily could be off screen. And I thought you were going to make this. I thought this was going to be a lot easier. I'd be like, oh,
Jafar,
yeah.
Jafar from Aladdin.
Right. Like, Jafar and, you know, Gaston. And, like, I don't know. I thought this would be a lot easier than this. But Jafar, Gaston, Ursula, and Maleficent. I thought that was going to be the thing. I'd be like, oh, okay. But no, you didn't let me do that. God, I feel like the Aristocrats guy is in it. Because he has a name. What was his name?
Edgar Balthazar.
I feel like if your name and your character, he's going to be on screen. So I feel like Edgar Balthazar is in the movie.
Okay.
However briefly. Okay, I'm going to use my Monty Hall on this one.
Okay.
And I'm going to lock in Maleficent because I'm pretty sure Maleficent is in the movie.
Okay. It is either Maleficent from Sleeping Beauty or Man from Bambi.
Okay. I'm going with Man from Bambi, final answer.
Man from Bambi is correct.
Yes!
And I'm pretty sure in the credits, he's credited as Man.
Really?
Like, does it's just Man.
Does he even speak?
No, he doesn't appear on the screen. He just, there's a bullet, and it comes from Man,
I know, I but you don't need to credit someone that's not even there. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if there's no speaking, then yeah. But yeah, I gotcha. It's just Man. I know what it's you meant Man. When you said Man.
It's a funny name for a villain. In my Man. Opinion.
You know Man. The best Disney villain? This is a tangent. Have you seen Rescuers Down Under?
Yeah.
You know the villain in that movie?
The Australian Man.
Oh my god. I don't even remember his name. Yes, Joanna. Oh my god. He's the best villain in the world.
Do you remember how he eats his eggs?
Yes! He like hard boils them or something.
He has a blowtorch.
And then he uses a blowtorch to heat him up. I love that guy. I want a whole movie with just that guy in it. And he likes
him to be the good guy.
Me too. And he sings like weird songs. Yes. Oh my god. Sorry. If you haven't watched Rescuers Down Under, viewers or listeners, please watch that immediately, cuz the Australian bad guy in that movie, oh, he's amazing.
I've watched that movie in the
actually,
past year.
He's not Australian. He's like Southern, but he lives in Australia for some reason, right? He's like, hey, everyone.
He's a mixture of, like, Southern and Australian.
They, like, just threw, like, a guy from, like, Texas and, like, a dude from Australia, like, in a blender. And they're like, yep, this is him. Because he, like, he has a weird accent. He's like, hey, everyone.
It's not Australian.
No, it's not. He's like, hey, kid, what are you doing? What are you doing to Joanna? But it's kind of got, like, a tinge of Australian in it.
Yeah.
Because I'm Joanna, that's his lizard. Yeah. It's like a monitor lizard or something. Mm. Anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get
it's
off.
Okay. I love that movie. It's
but
a very
please
good movie.
Watch that movie if you haven't, because oh, he's so good. He has a giant truck. Remember the yes. giant frickin' Earth Mover truck?
And he's got the big net missile that he captures.
Oh my God.
What's the eagle's name?
I don't remember. Chanticleer. No, I don't know her name.
It's not Chanticleer.
It's something. Eagle.
It's a really cool
Rescuers
name.
Rescuers Down yeah. Under. It. Marahute.
Marahute.
Yes. Oh, my God. I like how we looked that up, but not bad guy. What's
Does
what's
he have a name?
Yeah, I'm sure he has a name. Adam Ryan esque. Oh, no, that's Coate. Percival Aunt C. McLeach.
That is great.
I'm going to tweet a picture of him because he has, like, a really good, like, look to him, too. Like, I just Googled him.
And he's making this friend.
He's making this amazing face that his eyes are kind of, like, crooked and stuff, too. Anyway, I'll tweet that after the show, so look forward to Percival McLeach. Okay. I should go with him for Halloween one year or something.
You
like
should.
That. And then you can be Joanna.
I could be Joanna. You'd be like, Joanna, did you take my eggs?
Did you take my eggs, Joanna? And he'd be like, I like how no one is probably understanding what the hell we're on about right now. But yeah. See, Rescuers Down Under. All right, next question. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right, speaking of Australia, your next question is about animals from Australia.
All right, I love it.
Female kangaroos have blank vaginas.
What?
Is it A, 2... B, 3.
Oh, this is a numbers game.
C, 4. Or D, it depends.
What the hell is this question? What do you mean, more than one?
One is not one of the answers you can choose.
2, 3, 4, or it depends is the answer. why do you need more than one, like, as a species?
I could almost just said something.
Don't go down that road. Oh, that'll be for the Patreon.
Patreon special. Never mind.
Well, no, let's go down the road. What? Would that work? Yeah, that would work.
It wouldn't be bad.
It wouldn't actually work. Because you're only going to have one egg.
It works for kangaroos.
I don't know if we're talking about the same thing. Let's move on. Okay. I'm going to do a 40-second ask.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to do a 40-second ask. All right. Ask.com. You know what?
Hold on.
I'm going to put safe search on. I'm going to do incognito mode real quick. I just realized this is the worst question to randomly Google.
I can't wait for you to Google this.
On the internet. Oh, damn. Why did I choose this? Can I take this back? No, I'm in it too deep. Let's do it. Let's go.
All right. On your marks, get set. Go.
How many vaginas do kangaroos have? Oh, God. Oh, kangaroos have 3 vaginas. So here's why. So 3. Final answer. 3.
That's correct.
I am so glad Ask.com gave me
doesn't give you any
links. Yes, I feel like if I went the Google route, something bad. Yeah,
you'd
happen.
Totally have pictures.
Yeah. Okay. Next question. I'm 2 for 2 now.
Last question is about soda pop.
I love soda pop.
Me too. I drank one before the show.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The first soda or pop was, is it A, Vernor's Ginger Ale? Is it B, Emmett's Sweet Sarsaparilla? Is it C, Mortimer's Cream Air? Mortimer's,
yeah.
Or D, Charles III Sassafras Malt?
I love all these names. I just
thank you. Say. They're all my creations.
They all are, except the
not
one
all
that's
of them. Yeah.
Okay.
One of
some real. Of them are. So Vernon's
Ginger Ale.
Vernon's Ginger Ale.
Emmett's Sweet Sarsaparilla.
Sweet Sarsaparilla.
C, Mortimer's Cream Ale.
Or D,
Charles III Sassafras Malt.
Mortimer's Cream Ale sounds real, but so does Vernon's Ginger Ale. I don't know if Sweet Sarsaparilla sounds real. That sounds like a you invention. just throwing it out there. Sounds like sounds
Sweet like, Sugar Mountain,
yeah,
maybe.
It sounds like something you were just like, what was it? What's the full name?
Emmett's Sweet Sarsaparilla.
That sounds like a you. I'm sorry. That sounds like a you inventing a name. Like, Emmett's Sweet Sarsaparilla, the best darn tootin' root beer this side of Mississippi.
A little too on the nose.
Yeah, a little too on the nose. Okay, I'm going to use my last one.
All right.
So the question is,
what was the first soda?
Asking Aranda, what was the first soda? And is A, Vernor's
Ginger Ale.
Ginger Ale.
Emmett's Sweet Sarsaparilla. Emmett's
Sweet Sugar Mountain.
Or C, Mortimer's Cream Ale.
Mortimer's Cream.
Or Charles III Sassafras Malt.
Charles III Sassafras Malt. That sounds made up too. I'm just going out there with that. All right, I'll give myself a minute to see if people answer this.
Okay. All right.
I'm just reading them now. Vernor's Ginger Ale, Emmett's Sweet Sarsaparilla, Mortimer's Cream Ale, Charles III Sassafras. All right. I don't think Emmett's Sweet Sarsaparilla is real. I think
which one would you like to drink the most?
I would like to drink Emmett's Sweet Sarsaparilla the most.
Me too.
But I don't think that one exists. Charles III Sassafras Malt sounds unique. Like, I don't know what that is. I would be interested in trying it. Because I don't know what a sassafras malt is. Because sassafras is, like, similar to sarsaparilla, right? Isn't that, like, a root or something?
Yeah, it's some kind of plant.
Yeah. Sassafras malt sounds intriguing. I would try that one. Okay, someone says it's D. Someone says it is Charles III Sess Fresmalt.
Okay, but and I don't your time know is if, up in 5 seconds.
I don't know if I want to go with that one. Okay, I'm going to... Okay, it's I'm not going with that. I'm going to go with A, Werner's Ginger Ale, final answer.
A, Werner's Ginger Ale is correct.
Yes! I just went with a hunch. Oh, God. Thank God. That one just sounded the most actual.
Yeah.
To me.
Mortimer is one of my favorite old names.
So is that one real, or did you make that's all fake. Those up?
None of these
Mortimer,
are real.
Mortimer sounded real. That yeah. Mortimer sounded very real.
Sassafras is what flavors root beer.
Okay. What's sarsaparilla, then? I thought sarsaparilla flavored root beer.
No, sarsaparilla is a different plant.
Oh, my God.
It tastes similar, but...
I feel like I've thought those were the same things for the longest time.
Maybe they are, but...
I don't think they are.
I've had both.
I don't think they are.
Yeah.
But it's very strange. All right, before we end the show, I want to do one more question from Would You Rather Bot. How do you feel about that? Ooh, we did a new tweet. Would you rather eat anything I need to phrase it like he phrases it. Would you rather eat anything all public or sleep?
I'd eat anything all public for sure.
What does that entail?
It means you get to choose what you eat, but you have to eat it in front of a crowd.
In public.
Yeah.
And it has to be really messy.
No, probably, it doesn't have to
be messy. Yeah. Eat anything all public or sleep. Okay, here's a good would you rather that I just came up with off the top of my head. Okay. Would you rather eat like all the food you ever have is all you're always eating it in public and you're always making like a terrible mess and people are watching you eat. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they talk about it.
And they talk about it, like, obviously. Or you can only eat alone and you will never be able to eat with another human being, like, ever. Like, mm-hmm. So all your lunch breaks are alone.
So one is like Truman Show and one of them is you just can't eat with people anymore.
Yeah. But yeah, you're making a fool of yourself all the time when you're eating in public. But you can eat with people and you can have, you know, you can go out to lunch with people, blah, 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 blah. So, what do you got?
I think I'd choose the public one, just because maybe there would be some people that wouldn't be so judgmental that would make friends with me eventually.
And those are your true friends right there.
That's how you know.
That's how you know. That's why I have my hair long. That's why you would eat in public, like, making a mess. That's how you know you have true friends. You gauge them whether or not they're judging you on that stuff, right?
Yes.
Who's our sponsor today, Bad Snacks?
This week's episode is sponsored by $5 Bills Nutritional Bears.
Yeah. When you're in need of nutritional bears, choose $5. They're
nutritional supplements.
Choose $5 bills. You know dollar bills, y'all. Right. What?
Do you know what I'm thinking of? Do you know those vitamin supplements that are really yes. popular in Japan? Yeah, yeah. They come in the vials. It's like yes. that.
Oh, okay.
It comes in a little bear. Like
the okay. Honey. Is this a real thing? Or is it...
No.
I mean, of course it's real. It's our sponsor.
Yes, it's real.
It's real. $5 bills, little bear supplements.
Nutritional bears.
This is weird. Thank you, $5 bills. When you're in need of nutritional bear supplements, choose $5 bills. They only cost a $5 Five. Bill.
Mm-hmm.
See what I did there? When in doubt...
Go fishing for trout.
Thank you. That's been the Time Bat Show. I'm your host, Time Aces.
I'm your host, Bat Snacks.
Drive safely and don't let the bedbugs bite.
Yes. Have a good evening or night.
Have a good evening or night.
Whichever.
Have another rhyme. All right. Good night, everyone. Bye. We love you.